Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Monsignor Cecil Finn died a while back at age 85 after almost 60 years of faithful ministry as a priest in Oklahoma. As a young man, he was an excellent athlete, highly regarded. Throughout his life, he had many friends. He used to say that having had such a happy, healthy life made him kind of nervous. So he asked God to send him at least some adversity now, so he wouldn't have to spend so much time in purgatory later. And then one day God answered his prayers. He had a massive stroke, and the last 8 years of his life were very difficult. Now he began to tell people, don't ask God for any of your purgatory in this life. It's too difficult. Trust God's mercy instead. And you know what? Scripture tells us that hell is far worse. In today's gospel, Jesus says it would be better to lose a hand or a foot or an eye than to go there. Better to drown with a millstone around our neck than to end up in that place of unquenchable fire. But of course, self-mutilation is not the solution. Maimed and crippled people can end up in hell just like the rest of us. Jesus doesn't want us to go around cutting off body parts that we use to sin with. And besides, we sin with our brains. That's where we choose the evil. What he's saying, if you think that's bad, wait till you see hell. The stakes are that high. And so if we're smart, we'll do everything possible to avoid its everlasting flames. And to help other people avoid it as well. When John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us," Jesus said, "Don't stop him. For whoever is not against us is for us." So if other Christians are able to touch someone in a way that turns his or her life around, well, that's more important than fighting over their theological errors. "There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name," says Jesus, "who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us." Better to be a good Protestant than a bad Catholic. We may disagree on points of theology, but they're not against Jesus, and that's important. Salvation is more about who you know, Jesus, than about what you know. Moreover, what good does it do to say we believe in Jesus if we don't then do what he says? Sure, it's far better to have the sacraments and correct theology, but choosing to be a Catholic will of itself not automatically keep you out of hell. After all, Hitler was a Catholic. One reason some people go to fundamentalist Christian churches is their prohibition of alcohol, which may sound like bad news to us, but it sure sounds like good news to those whose lives have become a living hell on earth due to alcoholism, their own or that of a loved one. And to the degree that they are successful in driving out that demon in Jesus' name, so to speak, well, we should rejoice in the good results, even though their theology needs work. God does not forbid drinking. Jesus himself drank wine at the Last Supper, told us to do so in memory of him. What God forbids is drunkenness, the abuse of alcohol. And if a person can't control their drinking, then they must not drink at all due to that incapacity. And giving it up will be part of their purgatory here on earth. For the alcoholic, giving up drink is very hard, but it may well be the price he has to pay to keep out of hell, both in this life and in the next. And the same thing applies to any other vice that has taken control of our lives. If you think giving them up will be hard, wait till you see hell, or purgatory for that matter. If you're smart, you'll do everything possible to avoid that unquenchable fire.